Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
If you've been listening to Guidelines in this current series, you've heard my conversation with David Curry, president of Open Doors USA, an organization founded by my friend Brother Andrew, who loaded his little Volkswagen with Bibles and went into communist countries as others were fleeing in the opposite direction. His story is told in the book God's Smuggler. But today's commentary is not about Andrew or even the good work his organization is doing today. It is this: how do you respond to the suffering and persecution of others when you yourself may not be affected at all? I see 5 clear responses. First, there is the pushback of indifference. That's the attitude, "This isn't my problem. I'm not concerned with it." Edmund Burke, the American patriot, once said, "All that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing." Martin Niemöller, a prominent pastor in Germany and foe of Adolf Hitler, is quoted as saying, "First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me." No Christian is so secure, so sure that persecution will never knock on his door, if it has not already happened, that he can ignore those who suffer persecution today. The second thing you should do, what you read about in the book of Acts, is to pray. Remember when Peter was imprisoned, they convened a prayer meeting. Honestly, I wonder how much overt persecution it would take today for the church to rediscover the power of prayer, especially for those around the world, as well as where you live, who are suffering because they're persecuted. Response number 3. Become informed. Okay, perhaps you have learned that reading about those who are persecuted makes you uncomfortable, and you don't like to think it could happen where you are. Whoa! When your child suffers, you suffer too, right? When your nieces and nephews suffer, you suffer along with them. Remember that Christians around the world are your brothers and sisters. Find out what is happening and wake up to the reality it is gradually happening. Radical Islam has no tolerance for Christians, and its growth in the world cannot be ignored. Response number 4. Stand in solidarity with the suffering church. Writing to the Corinthians, Paul made a strong case for the fact that when one part of the body suffers, the whole is affected. If you fall down and badly bruise your shoulder, your entire body hurts. Finally, resist the encroachment of evil. Yes, your voice makes a difference. Write letters, send emails, go to the school board, stand with fellow Christians who are facing discrimination. You can make a difference. Don't be intimidated. I have a conviction that the silent majority will eventually lose their freedoms bit by bit, unless the moral laryngitis that has gripped so many is not overcome. Affirm the attitude that says, "I am only one, yet I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. And what I can do by the grace of God, I will do." This concludes the series this week on the suffering church and how we respond to it. The reality is, Christians suffer all over the world. You can go to our website, guidelines.org, and listen to what you've already heard or downloaded or printed out. That's it on today's edition of Guidelines. The website is guidelines.org. Again, guidelines.org.